I guess if you're watching this at home, you can't see them right now, or most of them anyway. But if you're a member of a local church, did you realize that you belong to the other people in your church? Just like your knee belongs to the same body as your hip, and they depend on one another. Christian believers belong to one another. We need one another, according to today's passage. Let me ask, is that how you view your relation to others in the church? For most of us, if we're honest, it probably isn't the way we think most of the time, which means we really need this passage. We need this verse so that we will think about church in the same way that God thinks about his church. And in case you are wondering, belonging to one another, needing one another, is good news. Well, let's turn to our verse for this morning. Romans 12, verse 5. If you have a Bible in front of you as you listen, that would be great. Romans 12, verse 5 is our passage. But let me read verses 4 and 5. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. In the same way that different parts of the same body belong to each other, my foot belongs to the same body as my hand. You and I belong to the people in our church family. The church is a body. But I think many of us often slip into treating our relation to that body as being more like that of a sock to a body. If I'm a sock, I'll sometimes be joined onto the body, but only for a short period of time. And though I benefit the body, when I'm on it, I keep the foot warm. It doesn't really need me. And for me, well, I'm just as much a sock, whether I'm on the body or not. I can quite happily sit in the top drawer and let the body get on with its own thing. No, we're not like a sock. We're parts of the body, according to this verse. Perhaps you're not a member of All Souls Church. Perhaps you wouldn't even call yourself a disciple of Jesus. I'm so glad you're watching, because you'll be able to see from this passage what an authentic church should look like. And if All Souls isn't that, wouldn't it be good for you to know? We're going to look at this passage in two parts. First, Christians are in Christ. And our second point is Christians need one another. Putting it together, Christians are in Christ and need one another. Please do keep it in front of you if you can. I hope you can see that I'm not making up those points. They come right out of this verse. So in Christ, we, though many, that is, Christians, are in Christ. And each member belongs to all the others. That is, Christians need one another. So first, we're going to think about Christians are in Christ. Paul kind of mentions it in passing, doesn't he? So, in Christ, we. Christians are in Christ. Maybe for some of us watching, being in Christ might seem like old news. And I want to show it to us as fresh and amazing truth. We're diving in today at chapter 12. But in chapters 1 to 11 of Romans, the saving love of God has been deliciously served up to us. And this feast is outstandingly delicious because of how clearly it shows what we, the ones who receive this love, are actually like. In chapter 3, verse 10, the real depravity of all people is laid out. Let me read to us from chapter 3. As it is written, there is no one righteous, not even one. There's no one who understands. There's no one who seeks God. All have turned away. They have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one. Their throats are open graves. Their tongues practice deceit. The poison of vipers is on their lips. Their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Ruin and misery mark their ways, and the way of peace they do not know. There is no fear of God before their eyes. That is what you and me, what each one of us is naturally like, apart from God's restraining goodness. A couple of years ago, I was visiting Cambodia, and I went to the Genocide Museum. I heard sickening story after sickening story about the fate of some of the thousands killed there. There were even a handful of tourists who got caught up in the genocide, who passed through the torture prison where the museum stands. I found myself thinking, if I was in a different time, in a different place, that could have been me being tortured to death. But also, as I heard of the ordinary people, teachers, teenagers, who became the monstrous guards and interrogators there, again I thought, but for God's mercy, in a different time, in a different place, that could have been me. The Bible shows that we are all capable of doing the most terrible things. Now consider that people like us could be forgiven and come to be in Christ. Christians are in Christ. And if we're in Christ, we get the things that Jesus won for us. In Romans 3:24, redemption in Christ Jesus, that is freedom from the terrible consequences of our own sinfulness. Romans 6:23, eternal life in Christ Jesus. Here's another thing. In Romans 8:39, the impossibility of ever being separated from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Christians are in Christ. If you're a follower of Jesus, you are in Christ, and all he won becomes yours. And not just in theory, any more than God's saving love is just a theory. No, God's love is real. Real flesh and bone of Jesus becoming man. Real nails. Real pain. Real death on the cross for people like you and me. Christians are in Christ, and all he is and all he has becomes ours. As Christians in a local church, that's what we have in common. We're in Christ. But yet we're all different. And our second point is that Christians need one another. Could you look again at verses 4 and 5? And as I read it one more time, look out for the word member, which means body part. Body parts are all very different from one another, aren't they? Let me read verses 4 and 5 again. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. Just like toes and arms and eyes in the same body belong to each other. They need each other to operate properly. So Christians need one another. Now, I should say that when Paul talks about the church as a body, as he does on quite a few occasions, sometimes he means all Christians everywhere as one big body belonging to Christ. My family used to belong to a local church in Tokyo, a long way away. And in one sense, the Christians there are part of the same body as all of us believers all over the world. But Paul also sometimes talks about the body meaning one local church, a local gathering of believers. And that's what he's talking about here. We know that because he goes on to talk about serving each other, speaking to one another, the kind of things that you do amongst a local group of people. He must be talking about a local group of believers who usually meet together physically in various ways. And for this kind of body, Christians need one another. It's obvious, isn't it, that the different parts of our body depend on one another. I'm able to stand here and speak into the camera now because my feet enable me to balance. My legs hold me up and my eyes see my notes so that my mouth knows what to speak. Take away any one of those parts and it would be a mess. In the same way, we need each other to be the local group of believers that we're supposed to be. Perhaps sometimes you think like this, well, it's nice that other people belong to the same church as me, but I don't think they particularly need me. Most of the time, well, I don't really feel like I need them either. But the Bible says to us, no, Christians need one another. How do we need one another? Well, in so many ways, and this sermon series will be looking at some of those ways. But perhaps a couple of examples now. Maybe my boss or someone else in my life is really difficult to get on with. Maybe the atmosphere at work or where I live makes it likely that I'll say or think things that are totally inappropriate for someone in Christ. I need people who know my situation, who will pray for me. I need to meet with real people who will remind me of how I should live and speak and think as someone in Christ. We need other people who will meet physically together with us. One of my friends had reached rock bottom in his Christian faith. In fact, he decided he was never going to go to his church ever again. But not knowing any of this, that very week, one of his best friends from school sent him a text. He said, "I'm going to come along to your church this week. See you there." Well, he couldn't let his friend down. He did go to church, met his friend, and came the next week, and the next, and the next, and in time rediscovered a passionate love for Jesus. Now, none of us is able to be at every service of our local church every week. And it's been impossible at times over the last year and a half. It continues to be particularly difficult for some. But one of the ways we help each other to keep going as Christians is by being there. Week by week, meeting by meeting, we need each other. Maybe there are people who consider themselves as part of All Souls, but are holding back from playing their part in the body. There are so many opportunities to serve with the different gifts God has given us. Many of us may think, well, All Souls seems to be getting on perfectly well without me doing much. But just like our physical bodies, I don't want any part of my body to be completely inactive. So in a local church, every individual has a part to play so that the body can work as well as it should. Christians need one another. Without all of us playing our part, the local church, the body, won't reach its potential. We're not going to be as all for Jesus as we should be without everyone playing their part. Just consider for a moment what mind-blowing complexity there is in, did you think I was going to say human body? Just consider what mind-blowing complexity there is in this church family. Each of us from different cultures, different life experience, different abilities, passions, different story of how we came to follow Jesus, different weaknesses, different trials overcome, different people we click with. Just like it says in this passage, these members do not all have the same function. We need your big toeness. We need your right little fingerness. We need your kidneyness. Every part to be fully all for Jesus as a church. God values our individuality, And he brought us together as a church. It wasn't our idea. So there's a sense in which for you to be truly you and for me to be truly me, to fully express our God-given individuality, we need to be playing our part in the local church. Christians need one another. Well, before I finish, I'm just going to mention two challenges that could make it hard for us to play our part. First challenge to playing our part in Christ's body is individualism. Think again about our physical bodies. Unlike a sock, my foot is not at liberty to have me time whenever it wants to. My foot cannot choose what to do on the basis of what it feels like doing. My foot doesn't only get to choose the things that make it look good. Individualism, my right to put what I feel like doing with my time, money, abilities first, to choose how I relate to people, to control how people view me. That individualism, it's in the air we breathe. And it makes it very challenging to think of myself as belonging to others in my church, of needing them and being responsible to serve them. But this is where the gospel comes in and helps us. The verses just before our passage, verse 2, talk about, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So much of the pattern of this world is individualism. But remember that feast of the saving love of God in Jesus Christ, of the privilege of belonging to Jesus Christ, all the benefits we get in him. Keep reminding ourselves of that, renewing our minds, and we'll have the power to keep saying no to self and play our part in the church, the body. That's the first challenge, I think, individualism. Is that an issue for you? Another huge challenge is other circles of belonging or collectivism. Some of us may have lived in cultures where group identity is stronger than individual identity. Maybe you have family or a group of friends who don't mind you going to church, but they're totally baffled by your commitment to serving in the All Souls youth work, and it's hard feeling misunderstood. Like one of my friends said to me a few years ago, "We don't mind you being a Christian, but you don't have to get so serious about it." Well, the people who received this letter surely knew all about that. You see, on the one hand, you've got Jews in Rome who've believed Jesus is the Christ. And the tight-knit community of Jews in Rome think they're absolutely mad. And Paul says to them, you know, you're members of that same body those non-Jews are members of. On the other hand, you've got the pagans who've turned away from idols to follow the Saviour, a total embarrassment to all their Roman citizen friends. And to cap it all, they're prioritizing serving those Jews who've ended up in the same cult. And Paul says, you belong to the same body as them now. They need you, and you need them. What is it for us in 2021? Friends? Work? Family? What makes it hard for you to consider yourself as belonging to others in your local church? The reality is that Jews and Gentiles, black and white, strong and weak, have been brought together in the body of Christ. Christians are in Christ, and Christians need one another. We get to make what's invisible, our union with Christ in one body, we get to make that union visible as we get to work as the local body of Christ. Well, did you realize that you belong to the other people in your church? Isn't it great news? Let's pray together. So in Christ, we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. I'll say a prayer and perhaps you could echo it in your heart. Dear Father God, we thank you that you give us the chance to be in Christ with all the astounding benefits that brings. Please help me to play my part in the local body that is church. And please help all souls to be as all for Jesus as it can be. Amen.